We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, and Jake Gutierrez. And you know that music means, oh, by the way, when we're looking at the picks, Nate, be sure to click on the right picture in the text chain there. That just shocked me again, and I'm the one that said the picture.
Nope.
I was like, whoa, hey, those are some weird picks we got for Mike. Hey, oh, Mike's like, let me off the air right now with these idiots.
I'm glad he's not on that text thread.
Right, yeah. That's
he is too.
So, yeah. Let me tell you, so is he.
Yeah.
It's time for Mike DePasquale. Mike's got this. Mike's got picks. All right, Mike, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Dude, you have to be I know you said, hey, you're a Chiefs guy, and it's not going to be that bad for you because you know where your bread's buttered, but come on. You grew up a Buffalo Bills fan. You know, you did your bachelor party with Jake Gutierrez in Buffalo, New York, and you got him arrested.
And we did it. I mean, all of it.
What is going through your mind right now? This has to be a little bit of torture.
Nah, you know what? It's not. Different chapters of my life.
We got to get you closer to that microphone. Right,
different chapters of my life. It's not torture for me. It's do I wish that it wasn't? Yes, I wish it wasn't happening. It'd be a lot easier if it was Chiefs against, you know, Ravens or Bills against Browns. Absolutely. But I'm a Chiefs
Bills
fan.
Browns would have sucked.
I don't know if you guys even invite me in on that one. I'd be on WGR Radio in Buffalo. No, you know what? I moved to Kansas when I was 9. I still love the Bills. I love the Chiefs, though. This is my city. I want to experience greatness in Kansas City, and I feel like we're on the verge of it, and I feel like that's going to require another Super Bowl and another Super Bowl championship, and if we can get there, and I think we will. So, yeah, I mean, listen, is it ideal? No. But I want the Chiefs to win. I think that, and Aunt Linda, I'm sorry. When you hear this, I know you're going to listen. You're going to be mad at me. But I know you respect my decision, right? That's tough. You know, hey.
That's the right answer, though. That's the right answer. It's,
yeah, you're a smart man.
We need at least a couple of them. At least.
Hey, Aunt Linda, give him a break.
Come on, Aunt Linda.
Right?
Hey, she hosted the tailgate at my bachelor party.
Is that right?
It was recollections are fuzzy. I mean, she used to own a
me
bar.
Me working that game was fuzzy, too.
Sorry about that, CBS and Jake. Well, I know you're not. I was apologizing to CBS.
I apologize to the other six people that were in that TV truck with me.
Your bag of Funyuns?
Oh, my bag of Funyuns and booze just coming out of my pores. Anyway.
Well, hey, listen.
Sheeping with liquor.
Real quick. It was birthdays today. You guys remember? Mentioning? It was my daughter's birthday yesterday. She's 11. So, Adriana, happy birthday, little girl. I love you.
Happy birthday, Adriana.
Best 11 years of my life. And it was my 13th anniversary the day before. So, I married my best friend 13 years ago. Meredith, I love you. I guess now we talk football. My other love.
Let's go. Let's start off, Jake, with the NFC Championship game.
That's right. We got two of the greatest of all time playing. The Buccaneers playing at the Packers. Brady versus Rodgers. That's what I wanted, so I can't wait for this game. Kicks off at 2:05 on Fox, but of course you can hear it right here on Sports Radio 810, the home of the NFL. Packers the favorite here at home. 3.5 points. The total on this game is 51 even. What do you like, Mike?
I'm torn. Before I pick the game, I can't decide who I want the Chiefs to face. I think it's the Bucs. I want Mahomes to beat Brady. I feel like that's a feather in his cap in a Super Bowl that would cement or help cement Mahomes' legacy, which we all think is going to be far beyond what it is now.
The proper passing of the torch.
Yes, and I think that needs to happen. Or, I mean, not needs to happen, but I think that would be awesome. I think the Packers are going to beat him, though. I just do. I think the Packers are the second-best team in the NFL right now, even after they lost Bakhtiari at left tackle. So I think the Packers, but I've been, by the way, I've been crushed. I think I'm 21 of my last 23 betting, and I've been was doing the under like a wimp, and then I started doing the over, and I do parlays, and I just keep losing. So I'm going to go back to the under. I'm going to take the Packers in the under. That's what I got here. But either way, I don't care. I'd like to see the Bucs win, though. That's who I want to win, but I think the Packers
will. Why do you want the Bucs to win?
Because I want to see Mahomes beat Brady in the Super Bowl. That's what I want.
It's a fair enough answer.
And I think the Bucs, the Packers are a better team. I think that,
yeah,
from throw the Brady angle out, I'd rather play the Bucs because they're not as good as the Packers. So that's it.
Steven, that's kind of how you feel, isn't it?
You know, I don't know how I feel about this game. I've gone back and forth. I'll make my final determination on Friday. I've gone back and forth with this thing.
No, it's not easy. I'm in the same boat.
Outside of what you think will happen, what's your desire to happen?
Bucks. I want the Bucks for both reasons. I think they're not as I know they're not as good as the Packers, and I want Mahomes to beat Brady in the Super Bowl. I just think that's a feather in his cap that would be awesome.
And the Chiefs would become the first team to win a true road game in the Super Bowl because it will
at Tampa. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no team's ever hosted the Super Bowl in their home stadium, and Tampa could do that, and the Chiefs could beat them on their home turf. Yeah, boy!
I mean,
either way, just the quarterback matchup, either way, if it's Rodgers, if it's Brady, it's just going to be one of the greatest in the history of the Super Bowl.
I agree. And that's why these playoffs are so awesome right now. I think you have, right now, three of the best quarterbacks, at least in the NFL. Maybe four. Brady really picked up. I mean, he had a great season. I think four of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You have three all-time greats, and Josh Allen is trying to get into that category. That's why these playoffs have been so awesome. That's why I'm so excited for Sunday. And this game will be a nice ease into the evening game.
If the Bills won this game, would it justify the trade in which they gave up the pick that could have gotten them Mahomes?
If the Bills won it?
Yeah, if the Bills win, they say, you know what? Good trade, because we got our quarterback. He got us to the Super Bowl, and we got some picks anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Am I saying Josh Allen's better than Mahomes? No. Am I saying that Josh Allen is destined to be a great? No. He's got to do it some more. But if he keeps putting up seasons like this, like he put up this season, and I don't see reasons why he won't, that's a young team in Buffalo, then I think it is justified. Not that he's better than Mahomes, but you got to have more than one guy there. We've seen it. And that's why Tom Brady, I think, is the greatest quarterback of all time, because he's done it with guys off the scrap heap. And that's why it'll be really interesting to see Mahomes in a few years and a guy like Josh Allen in a few years when their contracts are eating up all that money and they can't sign the Tyreek Hills, or the Tyreek Hills are retired and the Kelseys are retired. That'll be the true test of all these guys and whether they can get into that Brady category, in my opinion. So Bills, Chiefs, and I'm taking the under. I don't know. I heard Grunhard earlier. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. What have the Bills or Chiefs shown you recently in the playoffs that leads you to believe either team's going to score 30-plus points?
Yeah, the number on that's 54, and the Chiefs are a favorite by 3.
Yeah.
The 54 number, and I don't know.
It's a lot of points.
It's an interesting point because, both teams during the regular season showed you a lot to make you think that they're going to score a ton. But, they haven't in the postseason so far.
No, I mean, the Bills won last week 17-3. Well, it was 10-3, and the Ravens were going into score. So it was a 14-point swing on that INT return. The Bills have been bottled up running the ball. We saw what the Chiefs did to them the first time they played them.
They didn't even try to run it against the Ravens.
No, made no attempt. I get it. People, you don't need to run the ball anymore. It's all a quarterback game. I disagree with that. I know it's not going to be 40 carries a game, but I just think the Chiefs are better at quarterback. I think it's a push at the wide receiver position when you look at the groups. Chiefs are better at tight end. Chiefs O-line is better. They're better at run and pass blocking. And I think the Chiefs defense is better. But I just don't think the Bills or the Chiefs are going to score as many points this game as people think. So
you think the Chiefs cover, but it's an under?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think they cover. I feel like after they were trending that way against the Bucs until the Mahomes situation. And I just feel like, I don't know. That's just what I feel. In fact, the score I'm going to pick, I'm going to go back. Because you guys know this is not the first time the Bills and Chiefs have played for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
The first Super Bowl. And I think my dad was there. He's in the rock pile in Buffalo. I'm 90% sure he told me it would have been his freshman year of college. But I'm pretty sure he was there and the Bills lost. Then obviously we know what happened in 93. And it's the interesting thing, I think it's 27 years between all those games.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
Both times?
Yeah. 67 to 93 and then, or 66 to 93, eh, whatever, yeah. The 27 years. And then now, I don't know. I think you can see the Chiefs 27. I think the Bills, I think the Bills are going to score a lot. I don't know. 17. That's what I'm feeling. And my whole family, by the way, I asked my kids last night, "Who you cheering for?" And my son, because he's a boy. He said 100% Chiefs, and I said, "I'm that good. I'm glad." And my daughter said, "Dad, I don't know who you're cheering for, but I'm cheering for the Bills because I feel like you really want the Bills." I know. I said, "Adriana, you're a Chiefs fan." She said, "Daddy, but I
love
you."
My happy birthday wishes back.
But I said, "Dad's on the radio today saying he wants the Chiefs to win."
Mm-hmm.
I'm a season ticket holder. I get 8 seats. I can't wait. Hopefully next season we can go. But excited for these games, man. You couldn't ask for anything
better.
It's
going to be a great day.
Seriously. Can't wait.
And tell people they need to get a hold of you. They need your help. But what do they do?
Mike'sGotThis.com. Go to it.
We hope Mike's got this because if he's got these picks, then the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl.
That's right, baby.
Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.